students, teachers, faculty, everybody. I'm delighted to be here. Some statements like that are not going to sound, that I'm going to give in the course of my speech, are not going to sound very original, but if you clap anyway, it makes me feel good. But I'm very pleased to be here, and I'm very pleased to see all of you. I was going to have buttons for all of you. You know, buttons with a picture on it. Which I thought would be marvelous, and I gave it to the assignment to my younger brother, Teddy, to get the button ready, and I said I'd distribute it when I got to Ball State University. And then I found out, I gave that assignment to him, and then after President Johnson's speech on Sunday in which he said he wasn't going to be a candidate for president, I found that all the buttons had my brother Teddy's picture on them. And I told him it was too late for him to get in this campaign. He gave me his slogan, which he put on a paper: "The candidate's ready, it's not Bobby, but Teddy." But I thought it was going well, my campaign. Especially when I was out in California and I received a telephone call from George Hamilton. He asked for my daughter's telephone number, which I had. I had a request to appear at a certain university in one of the primary states in which I'm involved. The student body president wrote me an interesting letter, which I thought I'd pass on to you. He said he thought my appearance might liven things up. He said, things are so dull out here that when we take LSD, we see Lawrence Welk. It's not bad, though, was it? But I'm pleased to be here, and I'm going to give a speech, and then I will be glad to answer questions that any of you might have at the end of the speech. Easy questions. You know, is it colder in the East than it is out here? But I will be glad to do that. So some of the subjects in which I cover and less detail, I would be glad to go into and at greater length in a question period after I speak. Some have said that the events of the last few days have made the commitment to leadership and this election irrelevant. They say that the war in Vietnam is on the way to being settled, or that the election is unimportant now, or that our course at home is clear. But abroad and at home, it seems to me that critical questions still remain. What kind of help and how much shall we give to the undeveloped nations of the world? What kind of policy shall we forge in order to keep the peace? What will our relationship be to the nations of Europe, the nations of Africa, the nations of Asia, even if Vietnam is settled? What kind of programs can we develop to build a better America here at home, and to bring help to the people who still live lives of deprivation? What will, in fact, be our policy after Vietnam? What should it be? These are the hardest of issues, and there are no easy answers, really, to any of them. But if we are to make the right choice, it seems to me that we must confront these issues openly and honestly. I think the Democratic Party has accomplished a great deal over the period of the last 7 years. I think that we've done a great deal here in the United States. And I think that we've done much which we can be proud in our relationship with other countries. I think we've made mistakes. But it seems to me that the Democratic Party, if it's going to get elected, and the way I run is that we have to look not just talk about what we've done in the past, not just talk about what we've accomplished in the past, but people want to know what we're going to do in the future, what we think the situation is at the moment, and what we intend to do to bring peace around the world and bring prosperity and happiness and to our own people here at home. It's on that basis that I run for President of the United States, and on that basis that I ask for your support. Seems to me that particularly college students, but all of us in the United States, and especially in such a critical year of 1968, which is going to determine the future and the destiny of so many people, not only in the United States, but all over the globe, and this is the year in which people can decide, not 1969 or 1970, it's the year 1968, which is going to determine the direction that the United States is going to move, what kind of leadership we're going to have. It seems to me that we have to have the spirit that Plato reported, that all things are to be examined and brought into question, that there is no limit set to thought. And that's what I think, that's the spirit that we need on a university campus, and that's the spirit, really, that we need in this election year of 1968, to examine everything, not take anything for granted, to examine everything and see where we are, as Abraham Lincoln said in 1858, where we are. Only when we know where we are will we know where we can go and how we can get there. We must look carefully and honestly at our policies abroad. We must examine how we can help the millions of our fellow citizens who lead lives of hopelessness and poverty. As Sophocles said, where day follows day, with death the only goal, what joy is there in day that follows day, with death the only goal?